This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. Greetings this morning and welcome to our lesson today. We're glad you've tuned us in. For those of you who would like to contact me, I will give you my mailing address and website address at the close of the program. If you contact me by mail, you can have a copy of this program on a CD. We will also take your prayer requests. If you go to my website, you can read my weekly meditation there, as well as re-listen to these programs there. You can also email prayer requests from the website, so you will need a pencil and a piece of paper to write those addresses down at the close of the program. Now, this weekend is Independence Day weekend, the day when we celebrate our independence from the British rule. We need to look at independence, however, from a biblical standpoint, and while we are glad for the freedom that we have because of the early patriots who freed us from the slavery, that at least the tax slavery that they felt we were under with the British Empire, we need to look at the slavery we are in by nature and how that a Christian is freed to serve a new master. As we go through this passage, and it's going to be Romans chapter 6, the last part of Romans chapter 6, we're going to read about one master who is called sin, and we could easily call that master Satan, and another master that is called righteousness, and we could easily call that master Christ. And the question we have is, which master do we want to serve? Which one keeps us in bondage, and which one actually liberates us? Now, liberation doesn't leave us free to do whatever we want. When the United States was formed, the original 13 colonies, they formed a constitution and put themselves in voluntary bondage to a piece of paper that they wanted to represent our present government. That's a voluntary bondage, however, and we were freed from Britain so we could serve a new government that was set up to be a representative democracy. Now, that didn't allow us to do just whatever we wanted to do. We still, down through the years, have had responsibilities to that new government, some of which we are chafing at even today. The taxes have become burdensome, much like they did in Solomon's day. The wars that we fight are legion. We have a lot of problems deciding how much influence the federal government should have in local business, how much influence government of any sort should have in the morals of the country and in the religion of the country. We're still fighting those things, but I think anybody that lives in the United States is thankful that we are free to discuss those things and free to have differences of opinion on those things and free to serve this new government represented by the Constitution that was set up by our founding fathers. Now, it's the same way when it comes to our relationship with God. There are some people who think that when we are saved by grace through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and that means we're free to do anything we want to. And that's being addressed in Romans chapter 6. Are we free to do anything we want to? And of course, the answer to that question is yes, we are free to do anything we want to, but the thing we ought to want to do is to please the one who died on the cross for us. And if we are really in love with him because of what he has done for us, then we will be serving him out of devotion. And when the question is asked, can we do whatever we want to do? Our answer is yes, because I want to do what the Lord wants me to do. What we do does not save us. But because we are saved, there are things that the Lord has told us he would like us to do. And we say, yes, Lord, if that's what you want me to do, I'll be happy to do it for you. So in Romans chapter 6, verse 15, we read this question, what then? Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? Certainly not. And that's the question that is often asked, is it? Is it not? If you say you're saved by grace, and if it's what Christ does for you that saves, then you can do whatever you want and still be saved. And that implies that we would want to perhaps commit immorality, that we'd want to take drugs, that we'd want to live like the world lives. But most of us who have come to know the Lord have realized that the old master sin is a master that brings us into bondage, not only emotionally, but habitually. And it causes us to lose our wealth, it causes us to lose our health, it causes us to lose our minds. And so we have recognized that that old master that seemingly gave us so much fun is not really the master we want to serve. And so the question is, shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? And the answer is certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, that you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were the slaves of sin, that's what we were by nature, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. Now that's a key verse. When we were saved, we were set free from the old master, from sin. We are now free to serve righteousness. It's like we have changed jobs, we've changed employers, and so we have a better master now. We have a better employer. And he says, I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit do you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness, and the end, what you have to look forward to, is everlasting life. Romans 6:23 then wraps it all up. For the wages of sin, the old master, is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And God bless that to our souls today. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, when I think of changing masters, and when I think of this question that is asked, can we do anything we want to after we are saved and still be saved? The answer to that is, of course, as I've already said, we can do whatever we want, but what we ought to want to do is to please the Lord. There's a story told of a slave who was on the auction block, and there was a preacher who had been against slavery who began to bid for this old man. And because people knew that the preacher was against slavery, they began to bid the price up on the old man. And so the preacher ended up paying quite a dear price to get this old man and to buy him. But ultimately, he did buy the slave. The slave knew that this preacher was against slavery, and when he got down off the auction block, he kind of sneered, and he said to him, I thought you were against slavery, saying this to the preacher. And the preacher said, I am against slavery. I bought you to set you free. And then the old man said, with tears in his eyes, Master, I will serve you forever. Now, isn't that sort of the relationship we have with Christ? He died on the cross to set us free from the bondage of sin, from not only the unbelief that is in our heart and the rebellious, self-centered nature that we have, but he set us free from the fruits of all of that, all of the habitual habits that take control of our lives. He died and he set us free. But not only did he set us free from that, he set us free from the condemnation that goes with sin, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. He set us free from all of that. And he paid a great price, you might say, on the auction block in order to get us. He didn't pay with money, he paid with blood. And so now he has bought us and he has set us free. And now that we're free, we have the option of doing whatever we please. Well, what would a person who has been set free from sin want to do? Wouldn't they want to do like the old slave and say, Master, that is Lord, I will serve you forever. Serving the Lord is not what saves us. He saves us. But when we realize that He saved us, why wouldn't our attitude be the same attitude that Paul had on the Damascus Road when he said, Who art thou, Lord? And then when he figured out that this was Jesus, he said, What will you have me to do? Isn't that our attitude? And so I think it should be. And one of the evidences of a real conversion to Christ is that we now want to serve that new master. And we notice in Romans 6 verse 17 that Paul says, But God be thanked that you were the slaves of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. God be thanked. There's always joy when people turn from Satan to the Lord, from self-made idols to man-made idols to all kinds of idols, but from our self-will and rebellion to the Lord. There's always joy when people are delivered from the clutches of Satan. Because we have been set free to serve the Lord, we shouldn't continue in sin that grace may abound. We should want to be, would we really want to be traitors to the one we are supposed to be serving? This would be the practical side of our salvation, wouldn't it? It would be like working for a company and taking a job with another company, and if the new company was a better employer, why would we want to sell the trade secrets of the new company back to the old company? Or why would we want to spend our time in the cafeteria of the old company? No, our presence should be in the new company. Our loyalties should be to the new company if they have offered us a better deal. And the Lord has offered us the best deal of all. He's offered us salvation that is full and free. So the summation of this whole passage is found in verse 23. The wages of sin is death. Do you want what you can earn? That's the wages of sin. Sin always costs, and it will cost us dearly during our lifetime, and it will cost us our soul for eternity unless our sin is forgiven. The wages of sin is death. People say, I want God to give me what I deserve. Well, what you deserve is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And those who have been set free from sin have been set free to have eternal life. It's life with a quantity. It's life with a quality. It's a life that starts when we trust Christ, and it's a life that blesses us for eternity, but it's taken as a free gift. It's taken with a thank you, and I hope that today on this Independence Day, where we celebrate our independence from Britain, from England, that we can also celebrate our independence from sin. And I trust that we are enjoying our relationship with our new master, the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. Now, our Heavenly Father, we ask thee to bless our lesson today and to bless those who are listening. We thank thee for this weekend and what it reminds us of, but we thank thee more for the love of the Lord demonstrated to us at Calvary's cross. Bless this lesson as we commit ourselves to thee in our Savior's name. Amen. Our mailing address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. My website is bdcministries.faithweb.com. bdcministries.faithweb.com. And we do thank you for listening.